Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, as written largely by James Madison and passed by the U.S. Congress, reads, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed." But as later ratified by the states and authenticated by Thomas Jefferson, reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." This amendment is based in large part on the 1689 English Bill of Rights, supporting the rights of self-defense, resistance to oppression, and the duty to act together in defense of or from the state. As an experienced editor, if an author had sent me that Second Amendment statement, I would have sent it back for revision. It may possibly have made sense in 1791, but in 2017, it is very confusing. What does a militia have to do with anything in 2017? How, if at all, does this apply to individual rights in the absence of a militia? Who knows what the writers actually meant? But does it even matter in 2017, since the arms of 1791 are so different from the arms of the 21st century? The U.S. Supreme Court has been called upon many times to interpret the meaning, and it has ruled in very different ways in different eras. The older decisions of the Supremes were on the side of only a militia having the right to own arms. More recently, the Supremes have moved towards supporting individual rights to arms. But what are the arms of 1791 and 2017 anyway? Please help me understand why any American not in the military, or in organized law enforcement, or a museum collector should have a right to own live functional bazookas, hand grenades, mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, landmines, nuclear bombs, napalm, automatic rapid-fire machine guns, 1,200 rounds per minute, submachine guns and machine pistols, 1,000 rounds per minute, automatic assault rifles, 900 rounds per minute, or semi-automatic, fires one round per trigger pull, 150 rounds per minute in theory, but must reload, with 30-round ammunition carriers, Colt AR-15s, Kalashnikov AK-47s, etc. We've all recently learned how easy it is for a motivated person to convert a semi-automatic rifle to automatic mode for rapid fire. The aforementioned weaponry, plus most handgunry, are all intended only to kill human beings, surely, rapidly, and potentially in large numbers. 30% of American households, that includes a lot of physicians and other healthcare professionals, own guns of some type. Our country seems destined by the make of the current Supremes to include a heavily armed populace for the foreseeable future. Since every arm on my list has as its main purpose the killing of human beings, it all comes down to efficiency of function. You tell me, all you owners of any of the weapons listed, how many people do you wish to kill in a brief time? Are you a single kill type guy or girl, or maybe 2 to 4 kills, or 10 at one shooting time? Dozens? Hundreds? Those parameters could help you and you, your politicians, and the NRA to decide how much is enough. Is any arm too much? Please tell me. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, at large for Medscape.